Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll show 16 members present this evening, Mr. President.
Please stand for the invocation by Senator Miller.
Session. We ask that you give traveling mercies to the legislators and our staffs as we return to our home throughout the state of Alaska, and that you would be with all our families. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Senator Phillips, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Jaro.
President, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as a correctness of the journal for the second legislative day.
Senator Pierce.
As consent that the journal be approved as certified by the secretary.
Without objection, the journal for the second legislative day of the second special session will be approved as certified. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. Since I don't know whether I'm coming back next year or not, I want to take this opportunity to introduce Annie Landrum, who is in the Ziegler Gallery and has been my aide for the last 2 years, and I could not do without.
Further introductions? That brings us to messages from the governor. Senator Curtula.
I'm not wishing to make an introduction. I just wanted to say that yesterday, looking at the six lawyers that testified before us, I came to the conclusion they were getting more salary and income per hour, per day, than all the 60 legislators. It was good reason to get down here and solve this problem if we can.
We're at messages from the governor, and that's probably a good place to stand at ease and see if he wants to bring us a message. Senate will stand at ease.
President.
Thank you, Governor.
Good morning. Let me just say that I want to thank all the members of the Senate for the cooperation that we've had in this. And I think without a doubt that I know now that it's the shortest session in history, and you solved the biggest problem. And so I have just a little bit of a plaque I want to read. It's really not corny. You know, I've talked many times about Alaska First, and I think it's a perfect example of what happened with both houses. And it says, in tribute to the State Senate's 18th Alaska Legislature for a job well done and putting Alaska first, thank you and God bless, Boulder J.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And other messages should come in the same form next year. I assume we have no other messages from the governor. Messages from the House? We're on the calendar.
There are no messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications tonight.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate
introduction
resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills?
No bills.
Consideration of the daily calendar?
There's no calendar tonight.
That brings us to unfinished business. There isn't any unfinished business? Are there any announcements? Will the Senate please stand at ease? Will the Senate please come back to order? We were at announcements. We didn't have any announcements. Do we have any special orders? We apparently don't have any special orders. What's the other side say? Thank you all for a very quick special session. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the second special session of the 18th Alaska Legislature adjourn sine die.
Without objection, we are adjourned sine die.